Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachum. Our text for reflection is John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. My theme for reflection is Jesus, the light and life of all. Jesus, the light and life of all. In John 1, 1 to 5, we encounter one of the most significant descriptions of Jesus, the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. These verses capture who Jesus is and what he came to offer. A life and light that transcends any darkness, timeless yet incredibly relevant to us today. John opens with an image that calls back to Genesis, reminding us that before anything existed, Jesus, the Word, was with God and indeed was God. This phrase, the Word, or Logos in Greek, speaks to Jesus as the divine expression of God's nature and truth. Through Jesus, God is fully revealed, not only as creator, but as redeemer. John's language highlights that Jesus is no mere prophet or teacher. He is God himself, come to us in human form. He is the one who created all things and who sustains all life. His life-giving nature is what sets Jesus apart from any other religious or historical figure. Today, some may see Jesus simply as a wise teacher or a moral example, someone who helps us live better lives. Yet, John makes it clear that Jesus is far more than that. He is the true light, which gives light to everyone. He did not come just to provide good advice. He came to offer life itself, a kind of spiritual life that brings genuine lasting fulfillment. His light shines into the depths of our hearts, dispelling any darkness and bringing hope and truth. My dear friends, in a time when we often chase after things to give us meaning, career success, worth, relationships, and even social media recognition, John reminds us that only Jesus truly satisfies. These lights may seem bright for a while, but they cannot give us the life that Jesus offers. His light is transformative, bringing purpose and clarity to everything we do. We cannot get this from achievements, possessions, or public approval. True life is only found in the one who created it. John's Gospel also warns us about the dangers of self-created images of Jesus. Many people today, as in John's time, reshape Jesus to fit their own comfort zones, a reflection of their values and their priorities or their ideals. This convenient Jesus may challenge very little in their lives, but does not provide real life or light. The real Jesus, the one revealed in Scripture, invites us to move out of our comfort zones and to live with a radical focus on God's kingdom. He reminds us of our calling to serve others, to love even when it is difficult, and to follow him wholeheartedly. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where am I seeking light or life outside of Jesus? How can I refocus on the true life he offers? Number two, are there areas where I have reshaped Jesus to fit my own preferences, instead of following who he truly is. Heavenly Father, thank you for the life and light we find in Jesus. Help us to see beyond the distractions of this world and to place our trust in you. Guide us to know and follow Jesus as he truly is, not as we might imagine him to be. May your light shine in our hearts, dispelling darkness and leading us into deeper fellowship with you. Let our lives reflect your love, grace, and truth, bringing glory to your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.